Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Pam Atherton, and I'm glad you're here with us today because we have really heard some interesting stories from Keith Bassett, who is the senior investigator at the 9th Judicial District Attorney's Office, talking about his time over in Iraq and what life was like for him over there. But now he's back. Now he's working for the 9th Judicial District Attorney, and that is Matt Chandler. Matt, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Pam. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, why did you hire this guy?
Well, Mr. Bassett's got, as you probably heard over the past almost hour now, he's got quite the experience and very professional. When I first came into the district attorney's office back in 2001, Mr. Bassett was an investigator at the Clovis Police Department, a detective. And we got a chance to work several cases together. We jailed quite a bit, and I was very impressed with his investigation skills. I was very impressed with his ability to follow through on a case and make an arrest and see it through to the convictions. So I felt very comfortable knowing that if I brought Mr. Bassett in, that he would really help us strive to our goals in the district attorney's office, and that is to proactively protect the citizens of this district. And in the event that someone is victimized, then we make sure we try and our best to get a conviction. I think Keith falls in that role, not only to do investigations for us, but help the attorneys prepare for trial. And it's just working out real well.
Well, as part of the, is he part of the major task, what is it, major crime?
Major crime unit?
Yes.
He's going to this major crimes unit should be, we meet quarterly. Uh-huh. And so we have to bring that to the board to see if we can add an additional member. But I don't see any problem with that. Mr. Bassett's done numerous investigations, everything from forgeries all the way up to first-degree murder cases, and he's just got a wonderful experience with that. He fits in very well with our office. We have some great camaraderie in our office, and our other investigators, Terry Mulligan, he has a very unique role that matches real well with David Loera, who's an investigator in our office, and then Keith. It's kind of like a nice puzzle. Yeah. They all three have different talents, and put together,
What's Keith's talent?
Keith has a unique talent of what we call field investigations, I believe. You can send Keith out, and he has enough experience and intuition to figure out basically crime solving. And you can put Keith out in the streets, and he can start talking to people, and he has very good interview skills and interview techniques. And you put Keith in a room with somebody or a couple of different people, and Keith usually comes out with the answers that you need. And so that's very well. We have investigators like Terry Mulligan, for example, extremely talented in helping attorneys prepare for trials with courtroom technology and whatnot. And it's just a good mix, a good ingredient.
Yeah. And what about for you who, you know, you've worked the street, Keith, as a policeman for so long. Is this a little bit different for you?
Well, before I left, I was a detective for the Clovis Police Department for 3 years, and once I got into investigations and once I was able to get my feet wet into that, that was my niche. You know, when you're in a job and you have various ways that you could go in that job, and you kind of go down a bunch of paths, and all of a sudden you go down this one road and you just get into that car and you just feel it's there. You know, it's what you were meant to do. It's what you want to do.
And I understand that one of your specialties is interviewing and interrogation.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. Do you ever watch the television show The Closer? It's new with Kara Sedgwick on it. It's and that's her job. That's her specialty. Is she goes in and does the interview and the interrogation.
No, I haven't had the opportunity.
You'll have to
see
watch
that.
It and tell me what you think. Tell me if you think that she's on track with what she does.
Absolutely.
But so when you do it, what makes you different? What is it? And maybe you know, what is it that puts him a little different on the edge there?
I personally think from my experiences of watching Mr. Bassett is that he is very cool, calm, collected, no matter the situation.
You can't rile him.
You can't rile him. He's very, he doesn't have a temper, and at least that I've ever seen, and yeah. I've seen Keith work a lot. So, for example, when Timothy Burke shot Keith Bassett, Keith returned fire. Timothy Burke was shot, and he went down to the ground, and then these guys immediately start rendering aid and asking mm-hmm. Timothy Burke if he's okay. That was my first night on call as an attorney back in December of 2002, December 6, 2002, right?
Right.
And December 6, 2002, I get this phone call. My first night being on call, come out to the crime scene. Keith Bassett's been shot. I go over there, help out working some of the search warrants and whatnot at the crime scene. I show up at the hospital and say, Keith, man, I'm sorry. You know, we're going to get this stinking no good criminal. And Keith just says, hey, it's part of my job. And, you know, and then, for example, he goes to Iraq and there's terrorists over there that try and blow him up and doesn't rattle him. He doesn't pack his bags and leave. He says, you know, I'm here to help you out. And so that goes into the interrogation room.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't get him upset. They can't shake him. And when you're interviewing a criminal, from what I've experienced in watching these investigators and detectives, it's kind of a mind game. And the one that can outlast the other longer or longest usually wins. And if it's a criminal, if the criminal ticks the detective off and that detective starts going down, he gets away from his game plan, the criminal wins.
Is that what appeals to you, Keith?
Oh,
is
absolutely. That game? I love being able to get into someone's mind and, you know, just put, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You just start twisting it and turning it and all of a sudden all the colors match and they just open themselves up to you and they tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like that you found a perfect fit here in the district attorney's office.
Oh, absolutely. I started up there July 1st of this year and I've enjoyed it a lot. I have some great coworkers and David Loera and Terry Mulligan, and we work well as a team.
In looking at crime in the facility and the area that we're in right now, what do you see as being the biggest problem that you know you're going to have to be working on?
I think there's a variation. I know before I left, it was starting to be drugs and some of the different types that were getting in there, meth and crack and some different things like that. And I think that's just kind of perpetuated as the year has gone on that I left and I came back, and almost to an epidemic stage from what I see. I don't know.
And the compounded crimes that go with it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you start getting hooked on crack or you start getting hooked on meth and you're going to have to start stealing from people to get money to, you know, pay for your habit. And then there's always violence that occurs and drug deals gone bad and more violence and more stealing, and things just kind of compound and snowball.
Yeah. So that's the area that you think that you're going to end up doing a lot of time, spending a lot of time in.
More than likely.
Yeah. Are you glad to be home?
Oh, absolutely. Glad to be back with my wife and my children.
Yeah, just don't be shooting off a lot of fireworks around his house, okay? Well, we want to say thanks so much for being with us. And are you glad to have him on board, Matt?
I really am. I think that that we had a vacancy there for several months. We had to wait till the end of the fiscal year, being July 1, until we brought anybody in. And it just worked out real well because that position opened up, and it happened to be about the same time Mr. Bissett was returning from his tour, so to speak, in Iraq, and so it's just worked out. We're thrilled to have him. I think the community is going to benefit from a guy like Keith Bissett.
And do you think that it'll help with getting more crimes solved and handled in the court system?
I think with his experience and knowing that any law enforcement agency within the district can call on him, they already have, that we all know that we have another very big player in crime investigations and in law enforcement back here in Clovis. So we're happy.
All right. Well, we want to say thank you very much for spending time with us today. I know that 1 year made a big difference in your life, I'm sure.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're glad to be able to share that with others, to give them another view of the world, not just what we read in a newspaper, but talking to somebody firsthand. So thanks for being with us, Keith.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
You bet. All right. Thanks for being with us. You out there, we'll be with you again next week. It's part of our community commitment here at Rooney Moon Broadcasting to be your number one local information station. I'm Pam Atherton. Thanks for being with us. See you next time.